It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. The State House has approved reinstating funding to implement the Common Core school standards in Michigan. It was a bipartisan vote. It now goes to the State Senate. Do you think, Jack, that most Michiganders have a clear idea of what these standards are?
Well, I doubt it. I don't think the media has really been that clear on explaining them. Basically, they're just designed. They're not prescribed curriculum. They don't say everybody has to learn the same thing at once, but it's just things people should learn. The idea is that if you move in the course of your child's education from Michigan to Colorado or vice versa, you'd have sort of a common set of the idea of what people should be learning in school, and they're an improvement on most state standards.
Yeah. A report in the New York Times this week says Detroit's municipal pension fund paid bonuses and supplements for decades to retirees and active workers and others above and beyond normal benefits. Now, this report says this happened for decades and it helped push the city into bankruptcy. What have you heard about this, Jack?
Well, actually, you know, the Detroit Free Press, we have to say, has really been leading the pack on looking into these financial matters. And some people criticize the New York Times piece because it implies that this was the main problem. And, of course, the police and fire departments had large pensions, too. But, yeah, it's definitely the case that there wasn't due diligence or doing this sort of infamous 13th paycheck where people would get an extra pension paycheck. We should note, however, that we're not talking about astronomical pensions. I think the average pension someone was getting was about $19,000 a year. But certainly neither the media nor the city council nor any of the watchdog agencies were checking this. And there was always an idea, well, we'll put money in the fund back someday when we're more prosperous. And so this was not the thing that drove Detroit into bankruptcy by itself, but it's one of many steps on that very slippery slope.
A State House committee has approved legislation that would allow faith-based adoption agencies to refuse to handle placements for religious reasons. That bill's chances of passing, Jack?
Probably pretty good. A lot of people are very upset about that. They're upset because it would prevent, in some cases, special needs children being adopted by same-sex households. I talked to one attorney yesterday who was very bitter, but it's passed the House and the State Senate, by all indications, is more conservative, more sort of faith-based than the House, so it's likely to pass. The governor hasn't said whether he'd sign it or not, and there may be a court challenge, but right now it looks to me like it's on the road to passage.
Well, as always, thanks for the insights, Jack. Have a great weekend.
I hope the sun shines on your leaves, Rena.